Si conoce a alguien que vive de forma ilegal en Estados Unidos, pronto lo volverá a ver, porque volverá a casa. Me llamo Kristi Noem, soy la Secretaria de Seguridad Nacional de Estados Unidos. Puede evitar problemas descargándose la app CBP Home y deportándose de forma segura. Recibirá ayuda económica, un vuelo gratis y la posibilidad de volver de forma legal. Si no lo hace, lo encontraremos, multaremos y echaremos a la fuerza. Bajo el fuerte liderazgo del presidente Trump, nuestras leyes se cumplen y nuestra frontera es segura.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! I'm losing the battle with these headphones, Jake. Aha, there we go. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here live on 93.7 The Ticket. Now, Matt Rhule is still speaking as we speak right here, right now. But that's all right. We do have some things that he's said that are pretty interesting. We're going to give our thoughts. All right. Now, unfortunately, Turner Corcoran is out for a while with a significant hamstring injury. The hamstrings, it's one of those things. It's weird. I've seen guys come back in 2 weeks, and I've seen guys take 2 months. The hamstrings are a funny thing. The only thing I've ever really done is I kind of tweaked it one time in the backyard on Thanksgiving Day with our flag football turkey bowl. By the way, that's when I knew I was officially done playing. That's a very true story, by the way. But I was good within 48 hours. The hamstrings can be something that just nags and nags and nags. It won't go away. So it seems like this is going to take Turner Corcoran just a little bit. Hopefully, he's back on the field sooner rather than later. Now, Tommy Hill, who's got a plantar fascia thing, which is basically the arch in your foot. You get minor tears in there. It can become very aggravating, very painful, I might add. But Matt Rhule said he's day-to-day. Obviously, we need him back sooner than later. Zaire Wright played really well. Shout out to Zaire. Okay, I mentioned that earlier in the show. Gunnar Gutula came in and played well. Overtime got away from us, but Gunnar needed more help there. The pass protection in overtime was just non-existent. Raiola, he's a human being. He held the ball too long multiple times, but good grief. It was almost like a running lane open, but in reverse. And what I mean by that is the blitzer had a wide open running lane to the quarterback, the Illinois blitzer. And their linebacker to Dylan Raiola. Got to protect him better, especially when the game's on the line. And as we mentioned, Illinois had a lot of yards after contact. We did not tackle well. And Rhule mentions this is the second week in a row that he's saying that. He's disappointed in that. I have a feeling that's something they're probably going to work on, focus on, and drill a ton in practice this week as well. They should. Tackling isn't something that you just show up and do. It's something you rep. It's something you get better at. And half the time, it's who just wants it more. What happens at the point of contact is how I decide physicality in a game. Who goes backwards and who goes forwards way more often than not? We got to be more physical when we're tackling the ball carrier. At the end of the day, we didn't get off blocks as well. They were stuck on blocks a lot. That's why a team that didn't run the ball very well at all, Illinois with the S is silent, ran the ball for well over 100 more yards than Nebraska did. How does that happen? Getting stuck on blocks and not tackling when you do get to the ball carrier. Again, Rhule says tackling isn't at the level that it has been shown before. All right, Deshaun Singleton got fooled on the tight end swapping between eligible and ineligible on one of the wide open passes. Illinois had a couple of those. Going to have to be more disciplined when things come up. And offenses do that on purpose. They throw a lineman on the field, 6'6", 335 pounds, and switch his number to try to mess with people. It's how you get confusion on defense. And offensive coaches are always trying to find ways to do things like this. But at the end of the day, if you're well prepped and you're ready, teams don't want to do that because if it doesn't work well, it blows up in your face. So they're only going to do it if they feel it's going to work. So clearly Illinois saw something on film coming into the game and they were able to exploit it. Hopefully we can get better from it. A mistake is only a mistake if you commit the mistake and keep committing it. A mistake is a blessing if you commit the mistake and get better from it. All right, Rhule said, and I quote, "I don't think anything was good enough in that game," end quote. All right, we also had some good rushes, but a lot of errors on defense, talking about getting to the quarterback. And I haven't seen us make, mistakes on defense that I haven't seen us make since last year at Michigan. Ooh, specifically the Michigan game. You know what was funny is I actually wonder where it was a Friday night game. Because last year, if you remember after the Michigan game, Sundays usually you come in, you watch film, you lift. No. They had a full practice. They had like a scrimmage that Sunday night after the Michigan game. I don't know if people remember that. I wondered if Rhule was going to do that. Now, there's been no word of that, especially where it was a Friday game. The real reason I wondered is because it was a Friday game. Maybe he would do that on Sunday. We haven't heard anything like that, but it wouldn't surprise me. And it would not surprise me, especially with an extra day to get ready for Purdue, if these practices are an extra, extra amount of physicality involved in them. All right. He's expecting more blitzes against Nebraska, the O-line, and Dylan Raiola. He said, I'd blitz him a ton. Well, yeah, he's a freshman. Why in the heck wouldn't you? The offensive line hasn't been good at protecting him in the tough key matchups and the tough key moments. It was better against UTEP. It was better against Northern Iowa, even Colorado. The first good team we played this year, and it wasn't great. Need more discipline on picking up blitzes and responsibilities. And I'll be honest with you. This offensive line is so experienced, the fifth most experienced offensive line in the country. This isn't Colorado where they're all new faces and they've never seen each other before. This isn't another place where they got a brand new O-line coach. The most tenured assistant coach we have is Donovan Raiola in his third year here at Nebraska. Everyone else is an assistant coach is in year two. These guys have played together outside of Mazuka for at least a couple years. There's no excuse for this offensive line not to play well. They were highly recruited guys. They're big. They've got experience. They've been together. What more do you want? This is the one group. The black shirts got to play better. But this is the one group that I'm going to look at and be like, I don't understand why you would not play better in the key moments of a key game when the game's on the line with all these starts you have under your belt. By the way, 170 plus starts. And Mazuka did not start the game, so to be fair. But our normal starting offensive line in Mazuka was suited up. Did he go in, Jake?
I don't think so.
He was warming up at one point.
Yeah.
And obviously Gunnar Kutula went in at left tackle. So I guess there's, I don't know. I still don't want to see any excuses. Like, get the job done at some point. Illinois did. All right, long punt return for Illinois was a bad punt that outkicked the coverage to the wrong hash. Oh, God. Where have we heard that before? I don't want to spend any more time on that. Fix it. Same thing happened on kickoff coverage. The special teams have got to get better.
Saving money right now at Menards. From smoke and carbon monoxide detectors to fire extinguishers and more, Kidde Home Safety products keep your family protected in case of emergencies. Smoke and carbon monoxide detectors are perfect for your living spaces, offering protection and peace of mind. Save big money on all Kidde products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. I said this on my Chronicle show. There's a guy that sits not too far from me every morning from 6 to 8 a.m. who has done this before and done it well. Let's get it fixed. Because the answer might not be too far if we need to go there. All right, can't worry about officials or calls that go against us. So when I coach my teams, my youth sports teams, my least favorite part is dealing with officials. And actually, my least favorite part is being the official in practice. Oh, the whining and moaning. God, from the eight-year-olds, it drives me nuts. But then when I have to deal with people who want to complain about the officials on game day, if we could just eliminate that and some of the parent drama, I say, good Lord, they're eight, chill out. But I digress. When you're at a major Big Ten, Division I college football level, yes, some of the calls were atrocious. And there were missed calls in the overtime that would have kept the drive going. They hit out of bounds. Unfortunately, it's part of the game, as much as that sucks to say. Coach Roll says, game should not have come down to John Hall's field goal attempt. I can agree with that. Tristan Alvano wasn't getting any better last week to shut him down for this week. As of Wednesday, building him back up. The dude's got the talent. We all know he's got the talent. He's got the physical capability to be one of the greatest Husker kickers of all time. He's just got to get some confidence. Building him back up, whatever that takes, I'm for it because we got to get this fixed with our kicking game. All right, Brett Maurer's on staff with the specialist, former kicker at practices and meetings. He has consulted with Ed Foley for a while, but with the new rule, was able to officially add him during camp. That just raised my level of expectations for the kicker. I think that's fair. He says he hates that we're still in the learning how to win phase. Well, that's part of it. In fairness, that's part of it. I mean, we were 5-7 last year. It's not like we've had a winning season here recently. The only way you can learn how to win is by going through the learning how to win phase. That's just part of it. That first close game win is the hardest. That first win over a ranked team is the hardest. That first when we go to overtime after eight straight overtime losses is the hardest. apparently the first touchdown we score in overtime, because we haven't scored a first down, gotten a first down or scored a touchdown in an overtime in like 8 or 9 games. The hardest is the first. Let's get the first. All right. Need to run the ball better. Well, that's putting it mildly. 1.6 yards per carry. Now, there were 52 yards of sacks in there. My counter to that is protect the quarterback better. All right. Final thoughts here. We'd like to get Emmett Johnson more involved in the offense. And then he said, and I quote, as long as we win, I don't care if we run the ball or pass the ball once, end quote. Hey, I'm all for being balanced. I'm all for scoring one more point than the opponent, too. So I'm with him on that. We have the ability to do both. We should be better at running the ball so far this season, honestly. Micah Mazzucca could play other positions on the line, but Rule needs to see it in practice. Sounds like they're still working through some things. Hopefully that works out sooner rather than later. Getting the team ready for the first road game of the season after 4 straight home games. And Rule says he knows the fans will travel. And I quote, I hope our guys are looking forward to it, talking about the road game. Purdue giving up rushing yards to running quarterbacks doesn't equate to what Nebraska does and games plans to do. Just so people know, Purdue has given up in their 2 losses this year over 360 and over 400 yards rushing. Now, those were to running quarterbacks. But my expectation for our running game on Saturday is a lot higher than what it's been. Purdue offensively runs outside zones really well. If someone is going to help the team win, they'll play. He doesn't care who it is. Only if they can't help with depth, experience, getting the win, all right, they will redshirt. Wants to see defense, make some more plays. Heinrich Harburg is one of the guys Rule would say isn't being utilized enough. That's an intriguing statement in of itself. That's incredibly intriguing to me. What are your thoughts on that, Jake? Heinrich Harburg isn't being utilized enough. And here was... Harburg went into the game Saturday, went into running back. Okay. We hadn't run a trick play with him all year. No need to. Setting it up, right? So my thought is, all right, they're going to run a trick play. Immediately they toss it to him, throw it back to Raiola. It looks ugly. About went into a travesty mode. Luckily, Raiola caught it and was able to make a quick decision, got about 10 yards on the pass. How about we run him? How about we throw the ball to him? How about we set it up a little more within the game and not be so predictable on the very first freaking play when anyone, including Stevie Wonder, could have seen it was coming? Thoughts? Am I being too harsh? Fair?
No, I think that's fair. You know, I don't know if it's, you know, he also said Emmett Johnson needs to be used more. I'd lean more toward that. You know, I think in Harburg's situation, 2 or 3 plays, you know, from him, that's kind of what you're going to expect.
I will say this. It's hard because you've got 3 good running backs. You've got, I mean, Jamal and Isaiah at wide receiver. Then you got Ja'Cory and Jalen Lloyd at wide receiver. You got 2 good tight ends at least. Can we stick him at guard? No offense to the guards. I don't think so. A little bit, but not a lot. Just play better. It's not personal. People took jabs at me when I played too. It's not really a jab. It's just an observation. All right. When it comes to Emmett Johnson, he didn't get the ball once. Matt Rule's the head coach, right? So if he wants to see him to get the ball more, how many hoops does he have to jump through?
I wouldn't think many.
Rule. Talk to that guy named Marcus, last name Satterfield. Tell him, give the ball to Emmett Johnson more. I think it's that simple. Maybe it's a post-game observation. Maybe he didn't notice during the game. That could be fair. I will say we do have, if not 4, at least 3 very good running backs. And you got to rotate at least 2 of them. I mean, Dante Dowdell is a good running back. And in all fairness, we were not winning the battle at the line of scrimmage. But I don't hate the idea of, you know, getting a couple guys into the game. We don't have to rep all 3 a million times every single game, but at least a couple. Getting them lathered up, good to go, keep them fresh. A couple of holes by the offensive line, which I do expect them to play better this Saturday versus Purdue, and I'm so looking forward to that. Today made it felt harsh. It's just reality, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red. Always going to bleed red. And remember to throw the ball.